Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sajatha. And nothing's off limits and we keep it real.
Hello, tribe. Welcome back.
It's hump day.
Does that mean anything to you?
No. It was a short week, but it felt like it was the whole time. Yesterday, I thought it was Wednesday.
I know.
So I was waiting. I got up and I was like, everybody go to sleep. And I was like, turn on the TV. And I was like, let me watch Love is Blind, like the new episodes, because it's supposed to release on October 15th. And I was like,
did it? Are the new ones out?
Today? That's what I was watching. I gotta catch up. While I was eating my breakfast.
Oh, okay. I was watching The Haunting, which was freaking me out. It's The Haunting. It's one story and it's a true story.
Okay.
So, you know, when those things happen, I freak out.
Oh, it's a true story.
It's a true story. Like, it really happened.
We both do that. When it comes to true stories, we both like freak each other out.
I freak out, but I still watch them.
Hey, on our girls' night, we should try to watch it and we'll all start screaming. And the girls, like, ah!
Do you mean like watch a scary movie? We should get a scary movie.
Thanks. Watch a scary movie.
Okay.
But someone will have to stand right there while I go pee. I won't go to the restroom because then you start imagining things like, oh, like something. And then you'll flush the toilet and you run out really, really fast.
I used to not want to look in the mirror whenever I have to go to the restroom late at night.
Why?
Or during the night, because everything always happens in mirrors.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
You bloody, see that and like all the scary movies. It's like you look down and then you look up and it's like right there. Yeah. So I always avoid looking at the mirror when I go to the restroom at night.
I just hear that noise. That's funny. I just run out and I'm like, we used to watch scary movies and I tell my friend, I was like, hey, I need to go to the bathroom, but like, can you come with me and stay right there and I'll have them talk to me the whole time while
I know what we'll watch. We'll watch a scary Indian movie because those motherfuckers are scary.
You'd let me know because I haven't watched a scary Indian movie.
Because you don't want to. Remember I told you to watch that one where it was kind of a true story about the butcher. He was butchering
kids. But that ain't scary. That's crazy.
Same thing.
No, this one's, it's not spooky scary though. Spooky, scary. No, it's not spooky, scary.
I want like a real.
I want a true story.
Yeah. Okay. That was a true story. No, I don't know how many episodes it's on. But you came over, but that's what I was watching. I forgot. Love is Blind is out.
Oh no! I sat down.
So is this like it? Is they like?
I think so.
Go to the altar and everything.
Yeah. So there's three new episodes that. The final episodes that actually.
So maybe released. On our girls' night next week, when we have wine and
charcuterie
board. Hopefully, there's a reunion.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't know if you guys caught up, but I did have confirmation from a friend over this weekend that she could not date someone, even though they would have like a amazing connection emotionally. Mm-hmm. That she could not do it. She said that she
had... If there was not an attraction. Okay, yeah, okay.
Like she said before, you know, the person she got married to, she did have a friend who was everything. Like accomplished, funny, they got along. I mean, they would have such a great time. And she would try to tell herself, okay, why can't I not... Like he's the perfect guy for me, right. The perfect person. But no matter what... And he was all into her, but she was not into him in that way.
Because of the physical, the attraction.
Right, okay. Right. So he actually tried to kiss her. And I said, so you did kiss him? She goes, yeah, a couple times, but it just was not.
It just didn't work.
Yeah. Yeah. And so she was just like, even now, I even asked her, okay, let's just, if something happened to your husband and this other person was not married, like, for companionship. Because I think things change a little bit as you get older. Yeah, you know, it's not so much. Yes, if it's sexual attraction, like perfect, but.
But I think you look for that companion.
Exactly.
That deeper connection, you look for that. Yeah. And that's what turns you like.
Yeah, something that's going to make a good now life partner that like you get to like have fun with and stuff like that. But she was like, no. I looked at him on Facebook and I'm like, no. So, I mean, I guess it just depends on the person. Yeah.
I was thinking about that too, though, when you said that. You know, I do have some friends that they. Have been friends, but because you share so much, you're hanging out together knowing that y'all don't have that attraction or whatever the case is, it's not in your mind or your radar that there could be something. Mm-hmm. But I feel like over time you're like, well, why not? And it, even if that attraction wasn't there, that attraction builds because y'all have that connection. But I think that happens over time when you don't, you're not looking for it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. But there are people that won't, that can't. I've had a situation where there was a guy that liked me
mm-hmm.
a lot. And I think that he was the nicest guy, sweetest guy. Probably can, he can do anything if I ask for it.
But do you want that?
No, but it was very nice, but okay. I couldn't get over the fact that I wasn't physically attracted to him.
Yeah.
Even my friends and my sister would be like, well, he's so good. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm just not mm-hmm. physically attracted to him. Yeah. But I was much younger, so I was probably a lot more like,
yes.
He ain't that good looking.
Yeah, I had a friend in college that we hung out so much. Like, we were so tight. It sounds crazy, but like, I slept in his bed multiple times. Yeah. But it was just very like friends. If we went to the club and we hung out and I just stayed at his house, like, people would say, oh, y'all should date. But I never saw him like that. I saw him like, he was attractive. He got a lot of girls, but I saw him such as a brother, like mm-hmm. best friend, you know?
Switch that off.
Yeah, I couldn't switch it off. What's funny is that most of my friends did make out with him.
Uh-huh.
And someone we knew did like end up marrying him.
Oh, okay.
But I couldn't. I was like one of the only ones who did not. But yeah, I couldn't.
Well, it's like a friend of mine who ended up marrying, I told you, her first cousin.
What? Oh my God, on purpose?
Yes.
No, they knew for sure?
That if they were first cousins or not?
Yeah, because I mean, you hear about, like, I don't know, small towns, and they end up having like some kind of connection, or they were like,
yes, no, it's here.
Oh, that's okay. I did look it up. It is legal to marry your first cousins in lots of states.
Not Texas, because they had to go to Oklahoma to get married.
Thank God we did.
And
something,
they look
right?
alike. They look alike,
but genetically,
they're not going to have kids together.
I was going to say,
because they're like. Our age and her, she's got a son and he's in college, I think. And I don't think,
let's just start back from the beginning. How did this happen?
I don't know how it happened.
Did they grow up together?
When they were much younger. But I don't think they didn't know that they were in the States or I don't know the exact story. I mean, they're first cousins, so they had to know, you know? Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they both were looking for that companion at that time and they found each other attractive. I don't know the details. All I know is they're first cousins. They couldn't get married here. I think the family, the parents had a hard time with that.
Oh, I don't think I'd ever be okay with that. So you marry anybody else except your fucking first cousin, second cousin. There's so many other people. I just, in my mind, it's so hard to comprehend because I grew up with my cousins from little.
Right.
We see them every day. We see them.
Yeah.
That's like marrying your brother. It's so gross. It's just gross. I mean, it's illegal in a lot of states for a reason. And I will preface it not to say the same thing about, like, you know, gay marriages and all that stuff. Like, I'm all aboard with gay marriages. Yep. But there's a reason why first cousins can't get married.
Right. They look like brother and sisters.
And so crazy, because you know how some couples do end up looking alike?
Yes, there's some.
I wonder if people, when they say, oh my God, you guys look such alike. And if they're like, oh yeah, well, we're first cousins.
That is true. Okay, so you and Chaz, to me, don't look alike. But I've heard, to me.
Uh-huh.
But I've heard a lot of people say that me and Bob look alike.
Is it because y'all are Indian?
No, I meant like features.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Right? I don't think we look alike.
Maybe because I know you guys very well.
Well, I mean, okay.
But
either way, I mean, people who meet us, I've heard that from them. I mean, yes, we're Indian. We're both brown. But that doesn't mean we look alike.
Well,
brown,
because
black hair.
Maybe they don't know a lot of like brown people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To know,
I forget,
like, there's
who
a difference.
Yeah. The ignorance.
I know. Oh my gosh. So anyway, I don't know if you've heard mm-hmm. about Kim Kardashian, her new latest, you know, she comes out with bizarre underwear and stuff. She had that nipple bra.
Yes.
And then she had the nipple pierced bra.
Right. Yes.
So
I don't even know if that just, did that even like,
I don't know if, I'm sure people bought it, but I'm trying to pull up what I saw this morning. She has a new set of thongs. I mean, it could come in underwear version too, but they're basically all sheer. And in the front, they have hair. So you could get like curly version or a straight version.
Like a picture or like actual looking like furry down.
Okay, guys. You could get it in colors like blonde, red.
But why?
Straight or curly.
I don't think I even have that much. Like that's a lot of hair down there.
And people are commenting and they're on sale for $36 or something like that. And people are like, why would you do that when I can have my own?
That's what I'm saying.
I have my own hair. I don't need to buy that.
Maybe someone's like lasered it and like want hair now or something.
But why would like the, why though? It's so bizarre.
It's so, yes.
Sometimes I feel like her and Kanye were meant to be together because they're just so crazy.
Yes. But are they getting positive feedback? Like, is it like a popular thing? Because you know.
No. People online are like. I pay for a wax. Is this a Halloween special? Nobody wants this. We can grow our own. It looks itchy as fuck.
But I'm just saying, like, when you wear your leggings and stuff, I don't know. I thought you were going to tell me the opposite, where, like, you can cover, you know, they have a little thing where you can cover your lips when you were, like, you know, when you're
wearing
your
leggings. Oh, they do have camel toe preventative panties, yeah. Which I probably want some of those just because in certain leggings.
Yeah.
It's easier to see. I don't know.
I don't care if people see it.
You don't?
No, because usually I'm at a, I mean, it's my leggings and it's my, you know, but if someone's looking down there real hard, well, that's what you're going to see. But I'm not going to go and get a special underwear for that. I'm not. I'm like, I refuse to do that. I'm like, this is what it is. This is what it looks like down there.
These are my lips and I let them hang out.
Yeah. And sometimes I'll like... down.
Oh, you do pull them so up. I remember one time you pulled them up so much and I was like, girl.
I want to show it.
We know you have two. We know you have two. We don't need to see.
No, but I do not care. I'm not going to cover that up. And I don't even like sometimes care if like, you know, whenever I wear sport, like usually my sports bra have the pads in there. Uh-huh. But if I'm not wearing a pad, oh, well. Like,
yeah.
I don't really care. Like, I go to work out to work out. I really don't care what people
Yeah, I don't really care about my nipples being shown. I just need the pads because I need my boobs from not being here to being up here.
Right.
And it helps with that for me.
You just lift it up.
Yes, I need the lift because otherwise it's just. Mm-hmm. And the shape is very weird for me without the pad.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Like not even a pancake. It's like a. You know, like a droopy.
I've never seen your. I don't know what you're talking about. Yours is usually like up and perky. So
because of the pads.
Okay. Okay.
Anyway. And she spends $1 million on facial maintenance, I guess.
$1 million.
Like, what does she do with $1 million? She says she thinks it's about $1 million. Would you just have a facial every day?
She looks amazing, but again, $1 million worth of.
I mean, imagine how we all could look if we wanted to. I mean, sometimes I'm sure no one wants to spend $1 million on their face, but imagine if you could, the things you could do.
If there was no limit, people would go crazy and do whatever, right?
I think we look pretty goddamn good for not having that type of money.
Yeah. Even if I did have that kind of money, I don't think I can spend $1 million on a facial. I can't do that.
Well, like, no, I mean,
for the whole year.
I mean, it includes Botox, her fillers.
Good for her. I don't have that kind of time, money to spend on my face.
If you could get anything done without money, like just one thing.
On your face or anywhere on your
anywhere.
Body? On your body. Ooh, that's interesting. You can go ahead.
I'd get my boobs.
I'd probably get my belly.
A little tummy
tuck. C-section, yeah. My mm-hmm. C-section, like that little pouch down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I fix that. Yeah. But I mean, that doesn't, I'm happy with it. But if there was anything that I wanted to do, maybe that'd be it. I'd like to see what it looks like without.
Yeah.
Some days I can't see it without it. But
speaking of going back to when you said brown people.
Yeah.
Remember we talked about how Laurel, it's so funny how kids draw pictures because mm-hmm. you forget. And you wonder how they see the world that's around them because they draw
they
how they interpret.
Yeah. But I don't think they discriminate either.
They don't, but they wonder because I know that Laurel's like, oh, the dark girl or the brown girl. Mm-hmm. She's not said black girl because I think she literally thinks like it, the color black.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But I remember you came over, maybe I posted when she drew herself.
Yes.
And she drew herself, like both of the pictures were brown.
Like dark, yeah. Dark brown. Not even tan, but like dark brown. I'm like, wait, what?
And Sujata, I didn't even like realize it. And Sujata's like, that girl ain't brown. Why is she
colored? She colored herself brown on two different occasions.
I know. And so I'm like, do you think you are brown? Because I know she, when she colors, she looks for peach. Mm-hmm. Too, yeah. Right? So she knows that color. But you were saying how your kids would draw themselves as white.
Well, they would like lift their shirt up and they think that they're, I remember Rhea thinking she was white and she thought she was Elsa. Like, no, she really thought so. She just thought she was Elsa. Like, it doesn't matter. I think she only wanted the blonde hair. Uh-huh. But as far as like her color, she thought she was white. She would be like, look, mom, I'm white with my shirt. Like she thought she was a white girl. Same for Aryan. And we've never said anything, but he also thought the same way. I mean, now he realized, but when he was young, he thought he was white.
I want to ask Laurel, like what she thinks she is. It's funny because when I grew up in a very diverse neighborhood, most of my neighbors were black, mm-hmm. or Hispanic. I didn't even know what Jewish was until way later. Like, I went to one bar mitzvah and it was because I got invited from a friend of a friend, uh-huh. but I knew her, mm-hmm. and it was fine. Even though I knew it was bar mitzvah, but I didn't think I could distinguish between white and Jewish. It wasn't until, honest to God, I met Chaz. Uh-huh. He was talking about the last names like Feinberg, mm-hmm. and Stein. So many people I knew growing like in middle school and in high school, I look back and I'm like, she was Jewish. He was Jewish, and yes. It didn't click. My parents had no clue.
Yes.
It was right? just like either white, Mexicans, Indians. Yes. It was not a distinction between right. that. My best friends growing up in elementary were black girls. Mm-hmm. I even asked for a Kenyan doll. Now, I don't know if you guys remember those, but there were Kenyan dolls and they were different shades. So you could get a very, very dark one to like a very, very light one.
Were they called Kenyan dolls?
Kenyan dolls.
Okay.
Kenya, like Kenya. Dolls. Okay. Yes. And I think it was in second grade, this kid asked me, like, what are you? And that was, my sister went to school with me because she was only 3 years older than me. So that would have put her maybe in fifth grade. Uh-huh. So I was like, what are you talking about? And he was just trying to be, he was older than me and he was just trying to be like a jerk, you know, because I was Mexican.
Right.
And, I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, what are you? And I'm like, I'm a human being.
Did you say that?
I sure did.
You were in second grade and you said that.
I'm a human being.
I should have said something like that too.
And
I was quiet and I would be.
And they made fun of me. They still tell that story to this day. And
do you know those? Oh, your sister does.
Yeah.
I'm like, did you ever find out who that?
No, I don't know. But the point is like, I didn't really see a difference. I mean, when you grow up with it and it's so prevalent in your life, maybe it wasn't ever pointed out to me. Mm-hmm. Or I didn't see it.
Well, I will tell you, Bobby was the first guy from that region of India that I
ever met.
I didn't ever eat their food. I didn't even know they like existed, really. I didn't even know that state. I didn't know any of it.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
And I'm like, wait. And I knew the neighboring states around it. I just didn't know anybody from his state or have I ever heard of it.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, what are the chances that I meet someone from that place?
Yeah.
Trying the food out, the language, didn't know anything. And he's also a different religion. But then I looked back and actually my best friend who was also Indian.
Was that?
Was also Christian. But she was not from the same state. She was up north, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, no wonder she would pray to Mother Mary and do this Friday fasting. And it started clicking. But I didn't see that that was a different thing. I know that we had our Hindu celebrations like Diwali and Holi and she would come over. But it was interesting.
Yeah.
It was so interesting. And now when I look back, I never saw that was a difference. I'd go to her house all the time and they would have prayers on Fridays, but it didn't separate us. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting how
I know. And then like we never met anybody and then they became her husband.
I know. What are they?
Right. Both not our race, not our religion. Mm-hmm. And we got to try new food. I never had corned beef hash until I met him.
Is that a Jewish thing?
No, but it's like a Northeastern thing, like corned beef hash. But it is like a really big Jewish thing. Pastrami sandwiches, corned beef sandwiches, potato latkes.
Oh, yes.
A matzo ball soup.
Yes. Yes.
I never had any of that. We do not eat like
now
any
you're
of that.
It all. I see. Yeah.
I know. And then he never had chorizo.
So y'all like blend it and introduce each other.
It is. It is. It's really cool. I think whenever they ate tacos, it was the El Paso taco shell. So whenever I started making, you know, with, I don't make tortillas. I ain't that Mexican, but whenever I bought him and he would make his own tacos and he would kind of flip the end in like a burrito. And I was like, hell no, that is some white people shit. Like you cannot roll your tacos like that. That's a burrito. If you need to learn how to keep the meat and everything in there holding it like that. I was like, you can't do that around my family. They will call you out 1,000%.
A little tiny, tiny little burritos.
Well, yeah, because you know, the end so that it doesn't fall out. No, no, that's a skill. You better learn. I'm not doing that. That's for kids. I don't even let my kids do that. But
that's funny. But
we learned something today about it more about each other that you hadn't met anyone before.
And I had met never a when person. I never. That's very interesting. I was like, oh, the guy that we both met our first and married them.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
And tried all new foods.
Yeah, everyone thinks it's like Indian food, but it's very different from all the different regions,
ours is very different too. We just use way more spices and salt in the food.
Yes, I think both of ours have flavor, but it's like different ranges.
Well, because they just use a lot of spices. Mexicans use a ton of spices. Like if we're seasoning meat, we have like a good 10 seasonings out there.
But
I'm not saying spicy. I'm saying spices.
I'm not even saying spices. I didn't know you can even do spices either. Like not spicy, like chili.
Girl, no.
You only
do you see my spice rack? No, I put lemon pepper,
lemon
salt.
And citrusy. It's all salt and citrus.
Garlic powder, onion powder, cumin, paprika. I have all of that.
You have coriander.
I have coriander.
Black pepper.
Oh my god! I'm gonna hit this bench, girl.
Every time I eat something bland with citrus, or like being
oh my god, I'm gonna beat the shit out of you.
I just think of
bland.
I don't know. I think bland will work for you as long as there's like something citrusy for you.
Absolutely not. I hate bland food.
Okay,
girl.
So bland. What you eat is bland for me, but
do you mean bland because like
not chili powder? I'm talking about like spices, like flavor.
You think I don't have flavor in my food?
Not compared to a Mexican person or Hispanic person. I can say Mexican because Mexicans do have a lot of flavor in their food.
I don't know. Maybe you haven't had much of my food.
Maybe I haven't, but I have had your food. Anyways.
Yes. That concludes our episode because I'm going to make this bitch a whole meal.
Please do. And we'll report back.
Yeah. Follow us on our Instagram at Authentically Moms. Rate us and review us wherever you're listening to this. Keep telling your friends and we'll see you next time.
All right. Bye.
She a bitch.
Girl.